It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Nick Bejarano, and joining me in the studio today are three employees from Good Shepherd Healthcare System, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a minute. But what we're going to be talking about today is something a little bit different than our traditional show and format. We're going to be talking about service excellence, a journey and an initiative that Good Shepherd has been on for the past 3 years, and where that journey has currently taken the organization and what that can mean and should mean for our community. So welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
So joining me today is Alan, Jody, and Laura. And today, before we get started, I just want to have you guys introduce yourselves. So why don't you start with yourself, Alan, and tell us what you do for Good Shepherd.
Yes, my name is Alan Hayward. I do information technology with Good Shepherd Healthcare.
Okay.
And I am Jody Sharp, and I work at the Women's Center. Shout out to my girls.
My name's Laura Sloan. I work in the ER, and I am an ER tech scribe for the doctors, and I also clerk.
All right. So you guys all work in varying departments of the health system, so you're not all in the same area, which is great, because I want to hear diversity and what service excellence means from each of your perspectives. So why don't we start with you, Laura? I know that you have been in the Service Excellence Initiative and involved with it for 2 years now?
Since 2017.
So what has service excellence actually meant to you as currently you're serving as a service excellence mentor, but before that you were serving as a service excellence advisor?
Correct. So I just have really enjoyed the Service Excellence organization that we've brought into Good Shepherd, just for the fact that the changes that we've made, I mean, really not elaborating too much, but like the Do-It projects that we've done to improve our departments. We have a kid play area out in our waiting room now that we've done through our Service Excellence.
And that's in the ER.
That's in the ER waiting area. And then we've incorporated a recliner in our break room. Studies have shown, you know, going in, putting your feet up, taking a break, physically getting off of the floor kind of helps rejuvenize your brain to go back out to the floor because we're just so busy in the ER. We've just done a lot of changes, more than I can describe here, but I just like the fact that we're becoming employer of choice and employee of choice, hospital of choice. I just like the direction that the service excellence is going for us, and we get a lot of feedback from teaching this. What do I call
workshops?
Workshops to our other fellow employees, and just the feedback that we're getting back from them has been really positive. I like the fact that everybody's held accountable. If you wear a badge, you're a part of it. So the accountability has been a huge thing for me in seeing where we're going with this moving forward and doing it every year. But other than that, I've really enjoyed being a part of it. I was selected to go to Florida to a conference, got to meet many inspiring people. Nick Bejarano was one of our speakers there, and it was really awesome to hear him speak. I just really have enjoyed this service excellence that we've been incorporating into our company.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. Jody, why don't you share your perspective?
Oh, my goodness. It's been amazing to have people come from the classes and get really excited about their ideas and how they can bring service excellence to their departments. Okay. And that's been really neat, getting, like, new ideas, just the brainstorming that goes on, it really ignites a passion, which is amazing.
So let's talk about the classes. You mentioned classes. So just for our listeners who might not understand what those classes are actually about, could you explain that a little bit more for us?
So there are several teams teaching classes, And the classes
and those teams are made up of employees.
Yes, employee. SEAs, Service Excellence Advisors. And each team's about four advisors, I think, four mm-hmm. to five. And they go and teach a 2.5 to 3 hour class about service excellence and just what we can do to give the best service to our customers, our patients. So we talk about compassion, empathy, active and passive listening, just things that we might forget to do once in a while in our tech world.
Yeah, from our day-to-day tasks, definitely. So, Alan, why don't you share a little bit about yourself and what brought you to become an SEA?
What brought me to SEA is trying to bring more kindness to people. Going through the hospital, walking through and seeing people on their cell phones and not paying attention brought me that way because I'm into the tech and stuff. I've been doing it more by going around when I walk around the hospital saying good morning, your afternoon, saying hi, trying to help people get through the building because it is a complex building. Just try to find the place you need to go, especially when we got construction going on or it's over in a different building, trying to help people find those areas.
So just trying to go back a little bit here, how would you guys describe what service excellence actually is to somebody that's listening who may not kind of really understand what the initiative is and where we are trying to get our organization to go with it?
I think it is giving our patients and customers the best experience in the hospital as we can.
Yeah, like customer satisfaction.
Yeah, try and be, instead of taking a drive 30 minutes, 40 minutes away to another hospital, knowing that you're going to get the best care here at this hospital and you're going to have a friendly attitude, friendly person who cares about your actual needs, what needs to be taken care of at the time.
So what you guys are saying is it really boils down to service.
Yes.
And
yes.
Serving yes. the basic needs of our customers, which in this case for a healthcare setting is actually most likely patients and visitors and mm-hmm. family members and friends who are coming into the organization to take advantage or part in our services, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is right.
That is
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So I know that each of you have been involved in teaching other employees how to implement some of these tools and tactics within their own sphere of influence in their departments. And it even extends beyond, doesn't it? It even mm-hmm. extends into their personal lives at home and mm-hmm. Even beyond there to the community. So would either of you be willing to share a little bit from your perspective how the class this year in particularly has helped you or helped our community or benefited our employees to help their departments and their community?
The class that I've been teaching, we've been teaching on kindness, being aware of our surrounding and showing compassion to everybody. We've been just teaching them, behind my story is my first wife actually died of stage 4 cancer, went through this hospital. And that kind of got me a little bit into healthcare, but I didn't think I would be there permanently. But now I actually enjoy it. I actually love going to work, and I actually enjoy trying to make a customer experience to a hospital much better than what it was before, so they're not afraid to go to hospitals. And so that's kind of one thing that I teach in my class. I try to teach them, hey, people are not here by choice. They have to be here. Try to make it as the best experience as they can because they're not here by choice. They kind of have to. But let's try to make it where it's fun and enjoying that they're like, wait, I actually had fun here when I went to the hospital. I'm willing to go back again.
Yeah, absolutely. Jody, you had something to share?
I think trying to make it more warm and friendly versus cold and sterile as a hospital. I mean, just little things like smiling at making eye contact with people in the hall really make a difference.
Our 5-foot rule, is that what it's called? Our 5-foot rule, when you're within 5 feet of somebody. I always try to go out of my way to say hi to whoever it is. If I see if somebody's lost in the hallways, can I help you? Do you know where you're going? Can I show you where to go? You know, just bringing happiness and kindness and welcoming, like it's a home, more of, like she said, cold and sterile.
And Laura, you bring up a good point, because that's definitely a tool that you can use outside of the workplace to make our world a more friendly place.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, going back to this year's workshop, that's really what the content that you guys are sharing with the rest of our workforce is really centered around. Mm-hmm. Could one of you speak to how that experience has enriched your personal life?
I think kindness is contagious. And the more kindness I bring out there, the more I get. And I really feel, you know, it's kind of a chain reaction. It just keeps going further and further. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my favorite thing about it. It's just seeing the warmth coming from people. We work with some amazing people. There's some really great, kind, compassionate people at that hospital. And I'm proud.
And I have, my father was recently ill and still is ill. And I visited 2 hospitals over in the Kentucky area. And I'm here to tell you, I was very irritated that I wasn't greeted. I wasn't hello. It was just so weird to be at a different hospital and not have the same warm, smiley faces that I'm used to at my hospital and be at these other hospitals. And, you know, of course they weren't in our service excellence program, but I kind of suggested it. I'm like, you guys should really get this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just different hospitals. It was kind of, you know, I kind of took that in personally and kind of reflecting back, like, look at what we're doing at our hospital to make it better. And I don't know, that was just something that I saw, and it was just kind of touched me a little bit. Like, we're doing great things here, and then look at these people here, like, not even a nurse would, hey, good morning, are you lost, can I help you? So,
you know, as we look at the content from the workshop, I actually have the workbook in front of me that I shared with employees. One thing that actually stuck out to me was the 11-foot rule, or 11-second rule, which essentially states that a physician will interrupt a patient when they're telling him their symptoms by 11 seconds and then try to come up with a diagnosis. And that's actually from the Advisory Board, which is an organization that does research into healthcare and into health systems. And just making our employees aware of that, I think, is something that can definitely help them to see, oh, am I guilty of doing that same thing, and just help them to rethink before they speak. So from your perspectives, what are some takeaways from the courses that you've been teaching that have benefited you personally?
One thing was kindness is a big thing, and showing respect to anybody who comes in our building. Like that, I've seen doctors actually sit there and actually listen to people, get to know their patients better before trying to just say, here's a diagnosis. They actually try and get to know their patients a little bit better to make their world better. So that's actually kind of nice, seeing that our physicians are willing to sit there and learn a little bit about you instead of just, here's a diagnosis.
Absolutely.
I think I really am. I'm mindful of taking the time to listen to someone's story, just not only at work, but outside, just in the community, because, I mean, there's some fascinating stories out there. And just taking a moment of my, busy life to just listen, and it's kind of a little treasure.
And I know from my perspective, I've heard a lot of positive things from employees about the workshop that you guys are teaching as compared to what we have done in the past. For the past 2 years, we've been really focused more around statistics and analysis and how we're performing against national averages and benchmarks, and trying to help us understand the science behind what we're doing. But this actually brings in a different perspective. It's, I guess you could say, it's a little bit more touchy-feely than what we have done in the past. But what do you think has been the benefit of that?
One thing that I've heard from people is, I didn't know my coworkers have been through some of the stuff, because we're getting really personal, letting a lot of our personal stories get out there. A lot of them, like, especially with me, I work with youth and stuff. They're like, I had no clue you worked with youth, had a wife that passed. They're actually shocked. They're like, I didn't even know this about him, but I see him every day. And they're actually getting to know your actual employees a little bit more better and finding out, well, why did they get into healthcare? Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to get different departments together, to get to know different people in the departments. If I wasn't a part of SCI, I wouldn't have met Laura, who's amazing. You know, there's so many people out there. And when you see them in the hall, you get excited. You're like, oh, you know, there's my friend. And I think it's a good way to, you know, to unite the hospital and to hear the stories. I've heard amazing feedback about the stories.
So what do you guys, what is the ultimate goal of what service excellence is trying to accomplish, and from your perspectives?
I feel like it's be the best we can be. Like, we need to be good for our community. We need to give to our community and give them kindness, give them compassion, and hope that that continues on.
And I see, give 110%, and then also be an example. Mm-hmm. We want to bring the community to be happy and stuff and healthy, so why not set the example where everybody's like, hey, they got it going on, what are they doing with their employees, and try to figure out what we're doing so we can make the community a lot better and a lot healthier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, it's also reflective not just in what we are saying here, but also in, like, the awards that we've received over the past few years. Could any of you tell us about some of those awards and what those look like?
For, well, in Florida, we, what was it? It was the pediatric clinic got an award for their customer, like, service experience. And then
I think we won employer of choice. Is that correct? Or?
That is correct. Yeah. So there's been, over the past 3 years, Good Shepherd has received a top workplace award.
Right.
And that is a national award that's issued by the Oregonian to let people know that, you know, that are looking for positions, that Good Shepherd is a place where they can grow their careers and is a place where they would definitely want to stay.
Right. I think we even had an ER nurse that won, correct?
Correct.
Yes, yeah. I think that was Peppa.
Yeah, we actually had two. One was nominated, which was Peppa Stark, and then we had Susan Stevens, which actually was a recipient of the award, which was pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. And just for you guys that are listening, each year, as part of our Service Excellence Initiative, hospital employees are invited to attend the Healthcare Service Excellence Conference, wherever that might be held in our nation. And employees are given the opportunity to suggest and recommend individuals through the organization to be recipients of different awards. And every year, our employees have done quite well in being recipients of those awards for the different categories that the Healthcare Service Excellence Conference actually has, which has been pretty incredible, thinking that Good Shepherd, little Good Shepherd from Hermiston, Oregon, has been a recipient of so many different awards, which is incredible. But it's not just about the awards. That is just a token of some of the changes that have been taking place. So to speak to some of those changes, do you, any of you guys have any comments about some of those changes that have taken place that, that you can notice that our community should be aware of?
I think that the hospital is really trying to provide for the community. I really feel like they want to provide education with the classes that we hold. There's different organizations within the hospital, like Connections, that help our community out by connecting them to various organizations. I really feel like the community involvement has been amazing. I mean, there was like hernia screens, and then we had the 100 Hearts Project, and it's just getting that community involvement, I think, has really put us above.
I can speak for the ER, just some of the changes that we've been making in there. We have lots of new providers that we've gotten lots of compliments, lots of feedbacks on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I just really feel like we have a really awesome team of physicians right now going on in the ER that are really making positive feedback for a lot of our people that are coming in through our emergency department. I think it's been the busiest it's really ever been, and we're seeing lots of high acuity patients, and I just think our doctors are doing pretty awesome.
So just for those that don't know of our listeners, so high acuity means that they're really, really sick, mm-hmm. and they are in definite need of medical care. It's not just a cold or flu symptoms. It's people dealing with really severe situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's correct.
And I guess the other thing that I wanted to know from you guys is what is a key takeaway? I know that each of you teach a different portion of the class. So could you tell us a little bit about what your portion is?
So my portion is about mindful awareness. And that is something that I've learned a lot on, because I get kind of distracted on things. I'm like a shiny object or a squirrel. And mindful awareness is just being present with like the now. And I've really took a lot of that information and instilled it into my daily life. And then the active and passive listening, and just, how your body language says a lot when you're listening. If you're on your phone or if you're looking off into the clouds, that person is not going to want to continue to talk because you're not actively listening. So, just little things that I think we forget that are reiterated how important they are. But those little things go a long way. Definitely.
Yes. Especially the active listening is a big one. Sitting there taking time, listening to your coworkers, what the problem is and how you can make it better for them and fix like the equipment, or a patient walking through the hall instead of just saying, well, it's down there, and just pointing them, actually taking the time and walking them down there, and actually getting to know that patient while you're walking them down there. That's one thing that I've got. But I teach don't judge and stuff. So to get that doing, what I do with the classes, I used to work in youth ministry. I was actually dressed up as Dorothy one time. So I actually get them all thinking, it's like, how many of you just didn't judge me? Because I was dressed as Dorothy. And a lot of them are like, wow, I just judged them. But they didn't know why I was dressed as Dorothy. But through the class, they find out that I was doing it as a skit and everything and stuff. And they're like, wow, if I would have heard that story first, I probably wouldn't have judged them. But by the way I put it, is like, oh, I shouldn't judge anybody by their scenario, what they've done in the past or anything. Actually try to give them a second chance and get to learn them better and get to be better with them.
Absolutely. So one thing about healthcare is, you take care of people from every walk of life, and everybody's different and they have their own cultural nuances, and that is something that this class helps people to be, our employees essentially, to be more mindful of and more aware of and be able to be in tune with, because everybody's different. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody expects the same kind of interactions. Some people want different interactions. So just to be active at listening and, be able to watch body language and to be able to really interpret the communication that the other person is conveying to you. So what are some key takeaways that you would want people to take away from the class that you guys teach?
Don't judge.
Don't judge.
Yeah,
don't judge.
That's
and
my favorite.
Be kind. Be kind to everybody that you see. Try to help them out as best as you can. And if you don't know it, stay with them and find somebody that knows it so you can help another person later on that you get asked that same question and go, oh yeah, I remember that. Now I know where it's at, and you can actually help them.
Well, Laura, Jody, and Alan, I'd want to thank you guys for being on the show today, and thank you for listening. So for those of you that are listening, our healthcare service excellence at Good Shepherd is an opportunity for employees to be able to be more mindfully aware of how to treat not only patients and customers, visitors, but also family members and friends. And you can really see that Good Shepherd is making a difference in the lives of the community that it serves and also in the lives of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yes.
Agree.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer, but sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and